This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. People in the path of that tornado yesterday had about 16 minutes to find shelter thanks to an early warning system that's been in town. There's a lot of money going into improving that lead time to predicting tornadoes long before they touch down. Shannon Mullen has that story.
Scientists have been trying to figure out how to forecast tornadoes in the U.S. since the late 1800s.
You might think that by now we would actually understand how tornadoes form and why tornadoes form, but that's still a very open area of research.
Glenn Romine studies tornadoes at the federally funded National Center for Atmospheric Research.
We're still actively trying to go out and look at what's going on in those storms that do and don't produce a tornado and try to figure out what's different about them.
Romine's working with researchers who are flying over the Great Plains this spring. They're sampling the atmosphere where storms might form. Their goal? Better forecasts up to a day in advance. Other researchers are trying to give people more lead time to get out of a tornado's path. They know where to start, building thousands more Doppler radar stations. Scientist David McLaughlin says right now, existing stations are too far apart. Forecasters can't get information fast enough.
You can't really tell which streets and individual neighborhoods those vortices are going down unless it happens to be a well-behaved, mile-wide storm that everybody can see.
McLaughlin's director of the Collaborative Adapting Sensing of the Atmosphere. The group's developing a new network of shorter-range radars that would give more accurate and specific information.
There is this need for higher resolution, better observations close to the ground. Now, the question is, who has a couple billion dollars to actually deploy this across the entire country?
A grant from the National Science Foundation paid for testing of the system in Oklahoma. Now the prototype is set up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where cities are helping to pay for it. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.